just a few daily halachot here. We're learning in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Mem Gimal, the law of Katan Ochel Nevelot En Bedim Mitzuvim Nafrisho. So if a Katan's eating something that's not kosher, while Betin doesn't have an obligation to stop him, but his father has to stop him and rebuke him to stop him from doing this isur. And then the halacha says that a parent cannot feed his son, or for that matter do something that's isur, or for that matter physically prepare his child to do any type of avera, even if it's only asur midrabanan. You cannot train him when it comes to Isur Shabbat as well. Even things that are Midrabanan. So the question is now, on certain cases, what is the obligation of the father to the child over here? So Hakam Avadiyah has a few practical cases. Number one, is it permissible to give a katan to eat before tefillah? Really, you're not allowed to eat before you pray. So now you're giving him something that's asur to do biyadayim. That's what Kafahim wanted to say, but Chama Vadya says, ve'en devarav nechonim, va'ikal shemutal liten neketanim le'echol kodem tefillah. So that's the first halakha. You're allowed to give the child to eat biyadayim before tefillah, even though it's a mitzvah to mechanek the child to pray. However, the food is permissible. It's just that the time is asur. And anyway, eating before tefillah is only sudra banan, and it's a type of item that etzem is mutar, so Chama Vadya's leans on that case. The next case is that you can give a child to eat even though you know he's not going to make a beracha. So you're giving him isur b'yadayim because it's sud to eat something without a beracha. So he says that that's okay also. Because just like he wants to say that the Bet Yosef was lenient, that you could give a kid to eat before Kiddush. Again, the same concept. Because the etzem food is permissible, just that the time is forbidden. So for that matter, it would be permissible to give a kid the katan to eat something before Havdalah. For that matter, the Chacham Avadya writes that a katan, even if he reached Chinuch, it would be permissible to give him meat, that ate meat. It would be permissible to give him ma'akale halab. It would be permissible to feed him milk products, and he doesn't have to wait 6 hours, because it's a tzad for the katan to wait 6 hours. And he says 1 hour would be enough. He does say he should wait, 1 hour for a katan, especially if he giyal the chinuch. If it's not giyal the chinuch, he doesn't have to wait anything. But if it's a kid that giyal the chinuch, he should wait 1 hour. That was that. And then he says also that if a person forgot to close the light in the refrigerator, so he could tell the katan to close the refrigerator, and that will not be a problem. So again, these are exceptions to the cases. Acham Ben Zion has a case of Elinyan Achira leKatan Kodem Kiddush Belel Shabbat. Like we just said, you want to feed him before Kiddush Belel Shabbat. Convention is in Perek Mem Gim Asif Vav Mutal Itel Lekatrim Ad Gid 13. You can give before Kiddush, whether it's Kiddush of the night, whether Kiddush of the day. Why? The one goes there on such an item over there, because first of all, he needs to eat. Second of all, the food already is permissible, just the time is for him. So these are all the examples. Feeding him before Kiddush, feeding him before the Tefillah, giving a kid something even though you're not sure he's going to make a beracha, giving a kid milk after an hour after he's ate meat, letting him close the refrigerator. Now, these are the exceptions to the rule. We'll discuss some of them more tomorrow.